This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, Evan Wright, the author of Generation Kill, talks about his ride into the Iraq War with the 1st Suicide Battalion. But first, what do you call someone who is, well, an idiot? In Britain, they're known as Kevins. Here in the U.S., in polite company at least, the word dork comes to mind. For Mexicans, it's naco, a term that covers everything from guys who wear gold chains to people who cheer when the waiter drops a plate. Now some younger Mexicans are repossessing the word, saying it's cool to be naco. Day to Day's Eric Neeler reports from Mexico City.
Here outside a coffee shop in the trendy Condesa neighborhood, 21-year-old Angelica Sanchez Torres and her friends explain one of Mexico's favorite words. Just asking about naco elicits a big laugh. Sanchez gives her definition.
El que va caminando y escupe.
A naco is someone who spits in the street or someone who sees a girl walking by and says, "Hey, mama, that's a naco."
Mamacita, ese es un naco.
Friend Vanessa Pineda Reyes says nacos are what she describes as low-class people.
Bueno, a nosotros se nos hace naco una persona que no tiene estudios, que no tiene cultura.
What we call a naco is a person who doesn't have any education, who doesn't have money, and who speaks poorly.
All the young women agree that it's easy to point out the naco-like traits of others, but that you can never admit to being one yourself. That's not true for entrepreneur Carlos Meza, who's celebrating his inner naco. Meza and some friends started out 3 years ago selling naco pride t-shirts at rock concerts. The idea took off, and now the brand of clothing is sold in upscale boutiques throughout Mexico and Southern California. Meza says naco is more about personal style than class or wealth.
Some people would say that it's for it attains to a lower class of Mexican, but I think that a naco is also the guy with diamond rings and Mercedes Benz with neon lights. And to me, that's more of a naco, that somebody who doesn't have the money to buy that.
Mesa's partner and company manager, Fernando Garcia, says the goal is to turn the concept of naco on its head. Being a little bit naco is now cool. Garcia picks up a black t-shirt with the word naquissimo, but it's spelled naquissimo. This logo is familiar to anyone, like me, of a certain generation.
I grew up in the 70s, yeah, in the late 70s, and I can see the KISS symbol here, KISS
All
Army.
All band members in KISS would be considered nacos if they were Mexican. I mean, if you could go out on stage with makeup on your head and wearing tight pants and leather, that would be very naco.
These guys are making fun of one of rock's cheesiest acts, and they're celebrating it at the same time.
Naquissimo is very naco.
It's very naco, yeah. It's naco to the next level.
Mexican rock bands often play with a naco, anti-naco theme, like this song by Café Tacuba that mimics naco street slang of Mexico City. But for Carlos Monsiváis, this trend of cool nacoism misses the point about the word's origin. Monsiváis has been one of Mexico's leading social critics for the past 40 years. He says that naco is a racist word and derivative of Totonaco, a tribe of dark-skinned indigenous people from Veracruz state.
It's so aggressive, it's impossible to redeem the word. When a rock group used naco as a name, it's trying to ironize.
Monsiváis says irony has no place here, and that most Mexicans use the word as a put-down of both the lower class and indigenous people. Still, talking to people throughout Mexico City, it's clear that the word has changed over time and means different things to people of different generations. In the city's historic center, police patrol Alameda Park on horseback while vendors like 65-year-old Ramon Losa Mendoza sell ice cream. Losa agrees that the word naco should not be used lightly.
It's a very indigenous person, naco, and a very bad expression to use to describe Indians. It's better to use peasants.
But a young couple sitting on a park bench say that nacos are just style-unconscious people who try to call attention to themselves, like girls at school who put blonde streaks in their dark hair. old ladies who show too much cleavage, or teenagers who wear ultra-baggy pants. They tell me there are lots of nacos around the park and promise to point one out if I sit for a while. For Day to Day, I'm Eric Kneeler in Mexico City.